Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer for SearchCIOMidMarket.com. The desk phone and the backlight may be seeing their last days. Those are the two innovations Gartner Vice President and distinguished analyst Ken Delaney sees relinquishing their roles in the name of mobility and longer battery life. Hogging up desk space, confusing dialers, and generally always twisting up its cord, the desk phone is on its way to remember when status, Delaney believes. Most businesses are installing company-wide Wi-Fi, and more cell phones are being built to roam between standard and Wi-Fi connections and tie to an IP PBX. Delaney talked as if the revolution were underway, saying, to quote, "Many of you are having difficulty with this transition because, you know, we've lived with these things for 50 years. Delaney said dual-mode phones are going to be very good and that voice over IP is now very much a reality. He was giving a keynote address last week at Gartner's Wireless and Mobile Summit in Chicago. But IT departments aren't tearing out the phone lines just yet. Steve Moriarty, an IT employee at Agilent Technologies in Santa Clara, California, said undertaking a project like that could be, to use his word, painful. Agilent, which designs bioanalytical and technical measurement devices, could potentially benefit from a desk phone-free workplace for its 25,000 employees worldwide, but Moriarty said the technology available simply isn't a safe enough bet right now. The company would need something it could really trust. Moriarty just doesn't believe the industry is at that point. Delaney also fawned over a new Samsung phone with an organic light-emitting diode screen. He showed convention-goers the crisp, clear, and bright 2.5-inch screen, on which he showed a movie. Even from the first few rows, attendees couldn't really see what was playing, but it sure was bright, and it sure did look smart. Delaney called organic light-emitting diode phones really a breakthrough, requiring less battery power and allowing for slimmer phones. Already making hefty inroads on phones and just now being used in TV screen technology, organic light-emitting diode could become standardized. Also of note in the address was a pitch for CIOs and IT leaders to implement what Gartner is calling managed diversity principles as a means for dealing with the increasing number of employee-owned consumer smartphones being brought into the workplace. The concept says that IT should make certain concessions to employees using personal devices and smartphones in exchange for the employee allowing IT to control some aspects of the deal. IT staff could allow a wide range of applications, so long as employees restrict themselves to choosing from a handful of approved devices. Or, the IT department could allow a wide range of phones and devices, but restrict what business applications could be used on them. A third option is what Delaney called a concierge service, which, to paraphrase, is allowing executives and other hard-to-say-no-to employees to use whatever device they like, but to pay for any extra work or problems concerning that out of a concierge line from the IT budget. Put even more simply by Delaney, I'll do anything for money. Line item or not, though, short on cash is short on cash, and some found the concierge part of the managed diversity concept unrealistic. Jerry Simons, a mobile computing project manager for Pacific Gas and Electric Company in San Francisco, said a management strategy like that doesn't fit within the company's budget constraints. Simons said his department has always worked on the premise that IT will have the decision-making power on device use at the public utility and has guarded that power carefully. Delaney's presentation, which was the latest in a line of annual assessments of the mobile device market, included other predictions and suggestions. He urged IT leaders against using the iPhone, which he says is problematic for the business world. He said Research in Motion's BlackBerry is still a safe bet and the industry leader. He cast doubts on the upcoming Android phone platform, as well as the security features, or lack of them, on IBM Lotus Notes Traveler. Delaney also endorsed putting GPS functions in all company phones, saying there may be a great ROI on ensuring that employees never find themselves lost.